The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshaAllah, and that your health is well. When we look at the Holy Quran and the traditions, there are many things that are emphasized for us to do. One of those that is constantly repeated and has tremendous value and benefit into our lives is the importance of constantly seeking knowledge, talabul ilm. We find many verses of the Holy Quran that talk about the importance of seeking knowledge. For example, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 9, He says, قُلْ say, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ He says, say, are those who know equal to those who don't know? Yeah, clearly, it's a rhetorical question. It's not one that needs to be answered. Clearly, those who know are in a different category than the people who don't know. And this is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. He says, this is a warning or a remembrance that those who possess intellect take. In other words, those who have intellect will always try to refine that intellect, always work towards improving that intellect, always bettering it, because the people of knowledge are considered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be superior. Now, we're not talking about simple facts, right? We'll touch upon this. So what does it mean to be a person of knowledge? We find traditions that echo a very similar point, that describe the importance of seeking knowledge. For example, we have tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he's reported to have said, Aqrabun nas min darajatin nubuwa ahlul jihad wa ahlul ilm. That those who are closest to the rank of nubuwa, to the rank of prophethood, are those who are ahlul jihad, the people who strive and the people who have knowledge. And again, there are many traditions like this. One of my favorite ones, I'll quote it just because it is one of my favorite ones. Our first Imam alayhi salam says in the tradition, kafa bil ilm sharafan an yad'iyahu man la yuhsinuhu wa yafrah bihi idha nusiba ilay. He says knowledge is such a dignified thing that one who is not proficient in it claims to be proficient in it, and they like to be called as having knowledge. They like to be labeled as having knowledge. He says that in itself is a sharaf, yeah, about knowledge. And he says, وَكَفَى بِالْجَهْلِ ذَمَّا يَبْرَأُ مِنْهُ مَنْ هُوَ فِيهِ. And he says that jahl, ignorance, is such a thing and is so rebuked that even those who are ignorant don't want to be called ignorant. Yeah? Very beautiful. Yeah? No one wants to be called ignorant, even though they know they're ignorant. But they would rather claim to have knowledge. They would rather think and portray that they have knowledge. So knowledge is something that is praiseworthy. Knowledge is something that we strive for. Knowledge is something that is recommended. What is interesting, though, I think, I'm not sure why this comes about. I think it just comes about with age, that we reach a certain position, a certain place where we think, you know, bas maru kaam pati gaya hai. My job is finished now. My job is to come sit on the chair, PIO, just listen, chai malse, alhamdulillah, my job is done. You know, it's this mentality that I think sometimes we have with different things. Sometimes it could be because of the speaker, and I feel that this speaker may not be able to give me anything, so I shut off. I go to sleep when the speaker starts talking. Or just the general idea, you know what, I've reached this station now, but Allah knows what I've done. What's interesting, right, is that when we look at the traditions that talk about the importance of knowledge, we find that never has there been a cap that has placed on that knowledge, right? It's never been, for example, that says, now until 65, seek knowledge. After 65, now enjoy your retirement. No, rather the obligation to improve, the obligation to learn, the obligation to seek, is there till the last moment till we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, he said in a tradition, talabul ilm, this is a very famous one, this is probably one of the first traditions we learned in Arabic class. Talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli muslimin, that seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every believer, every Muslim. It's an obligation, it's a faridah, yeah? It's not something we can skate by, it's not something that we think we've had enough of, it's not something that we think we'll learn later. Rather, there is an obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us to be amongst those who seek knowledge, try to better themselves and try to improve themselves. To encourage the seeking of knowledge, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of financial or any type of category, to inspire the desire to seek knowledge, to inspire people to be on that path of gaining knowledge, we find that there are so many hadith that talk about the rewards of knowledge. Yeah? And one such hadith is what I want to focus our discussion on. This hadith is narrated and reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. This hadith talks about four or five different rewards that one gets for the pursuit of knowledge. And the aim, inshallah, is that we'll talk a little bit about it today. The next time I come back, we'll continue this hadith to understand how these benefits apply into our lives. The hadith is reported to have said, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilma, salaka bihi tariqan ilal jannah." He says that one who traverses on the path in the pursuit of knowledge, Allah will place him on a path that leads to paradise. Yeah? And then the hadith continues, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رَضًا بِهِ. He says, and the angels spread their wings for those who seek knowledge out of happiness. In other words, they spread their wings so that the seekers of knowledge can walk upon them. And then the hadith continues, وَإِنَّهُ يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحُوتِ فِي الْبَحْرِ. He says, and everything in the heavens and the earth seeks forgiveness for those who seek knowledge, even the fish in the sea. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرْ عَلَى سَائِرِ النُّجُومِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. And the merit of those who seek knowledge, the merit of a learned person, is greater than the merit of an abid, of a worshipper, at the degree of a full moon as opposed to stars when it is a full moon night. In other words, the alim has the light of a full moon, while the abid has the light of stars. They both have light. But the light of the moon outshines the light of a star on a full moon night. We'll talk about all of these merits because I think there has to be an understanding. And I think the understanding has to be multi-layered. The first understanding, and I'm not sure if we necessarily have an answer to this besides that which is obvious, is that we have heard these type of traditions so many times. Yet it doesn't tingle within us the desire for it. Ah, Jannat ma, Jannat, this Jannah, that Jannah. We keep hearing these traditions, yeah? These are remarkable rewards that are being mentioned. Yeah? Deserving of shauq, yeah? Deserving of desire to try to attain them. This is not a small thing. Yet I think sometimes we've become jaded with them, yeah? We've heard them, it doesn't inspire us to act. That's a problem that we have to figure out why.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.